fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Glad you could join me today. I'm going to finish up some thoughts I've had this week talking about the life of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And again, I'm mentioning each day, if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, to go to our website at renewalministries.net. Programs are archived there. I really encourage you to do it because I think I'm amazed at how many Catholics I meet, different parts of the world, who know so little about the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, about the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the first letter of John, John says, you have an anointing. You've been given an anointing. What is the anointing? The anointing is the Spirit. Earlier this week, I read from the Catechism, paragraph 690, where it says, Jesus, who said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One, the Catechism says the Spirit is his anointing. Jesus walked by the Spirit. Jesus was alive in the Spirit. Jesus united in his person the life of heaven, the Holy Spirit, God's life with human flesh in himself. That's why he became one of us. We need a new power and a new capacity. We need to become sons and daughters of God. We do that not just by going through a ceremony or reading certain books and doctrines or even reading the Bible. We become sons and daughters of God through repentance, through the forgiveness of sins, through baptism into Christ, and receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's what's new about Christianity, is the gift of the Holy Spirit at the core, at its heart. As I've been mentioning all week, we've got the teaching of Jesus, the teaching of the apostles, even the prophets of the Old Testament pointing out to us and proclaiming and preparing us for the coming of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is given to us to make it possible for us to become children of God. And now children of God, living by a new power, a power within us. Greater is he, again, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. There's a power within you now that will enable you and give you a new capacity to become all that you're meant to be in Christ. The call to holiness, to be set apart for Jesus, to hunger for God. If you yield to the Spirit, if you say every day, Holy Spirit, teach me. Holy Spirit, awaken me to the call of Christ. The Holy Spirit will show you in a deeper way who Jesus is. The Holy Spirit will give you a hunger and a thirst for God and for the will of God. You'll start to love the will of God. You'll start to want to obey the will of God. You'll still have some fight within you, and maybe it's going to happen all the way to the grave, but the Holy Spirit is going to lead you to ever greater levels of freedom to be able to say yes to God with joy. You're going to love it. Sometimes it'll be a battle. Sometimes it'll be difficult. But fundamentally, the Holy Spirit's going to form in you the image of Christ. He's going to make you like him in a deeper way. You're going to learn to love what he loves. And he loves, first of all, the Father. And to be obedient to the Father, to express the love of the Father, just as Jesus said to us, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to be my disciple, I'm going to call you to love, to enter into the love that I have for the Father. But here's how I can tell, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. If you love me, you'll obey my commandments. This is exactly what Jesus did in his life. His first passion, his deepest passion, was to do the will of the Father all the way to the end. Father, not my will, but your will be done. That's what Jesus wants to work into you and me. That's the gift he gives to us and how he wants to conform us to himself, because that's really what we're made for. And when we see how hard it is to do that on our own resources, how little we love God, how little we care about what God most cares about, the salvation of souls. It tells you about how sick our hearts are. We have sin-sick hearts. And Jesus has come to give us a new heart. And the new heart is his Spirit dwelling within us at the core of our being, leading us to become sons and daughters of God. And it's important for us as this week ends for us to understand that the teaching of the church underlines not only the universal call to holiness, but the universal call to mission, to extend the love of Jesus to others, to communicate Christ to others. And we heard yesterday from Paul VI and John Paul II. I want to read a little bit from Evangelii Gaudium today, the document by Pope Francis. He said, being a disciple means being constantly ready to bring the love of Jesus to others. And this can happen unexpectedly and in any place, on the street, in a city square, during work, or on a journey. Now, this is something that he's saying, this is part of the normal Christian life. In some ways, it's our duty, right, to proclaim Christ, to bring his love to others. The way he describes it, I think, is not the common experience of most Catholics, and it makes us a little bit uncomfortable when we hear it. He goes on. He said, only afterwards is it possible to bring up God's word. He's talking about engaging people in these places and speaking to them, he said, about Jesus. Talking to others about what Jesus means to you, inviting them to understand more about him. And he said, only afterwards is it possible to bring up God's word, perhaps by reading a Bible verse or relating a story, but always keeping in mind the fundamental message, the personal love of God who became man, who gave himself up for us, who's living and who offers us his salvation and his friendship. I mean, this mission, this is me speaking now at this moment, this mission that he's talking about here is the natural or supernatural outworking, a maturing disciple, someone who is growing in holiness, someone who's continuing to say yes to Christ, someone who's beginning to walk in greater humility and the working of the flesh, the dominance of the flesh that says, me first, my will be done, my comfort, my pleasure, my popularity, my success, all of that. As that begins to be subdued in us, because it's not of God, we come more alive in God. And as we become more alive in God, we're going to care about extending God's love to others. We're going to care less about ourselves and more about giving to others the pearl of great price, the person of Christ, to just in very simple ways to share him with others. He goes on to say, this message has to be shared humbly as a testimony on the part of one who is always willing to learn in the awareness that the message is so rich and so deep that it always exceeds our grasp. At times, the message can be presented directly, at times by way of a personal witness or gesture. What he means here by saying, at times, the message can be presented directly, is he's talking about the actual sharing of the gospel, sharing what the scripture says about Jesus, the basic kerygma, an introduction to the person of Christ. He said, at times, by way of personal witness or a gesture, or in a way which, he says, and this is important, in a way which the Holy Spirit may suggest in that particular situation. If it seems prudent and if the circumstances are right, this fraternal and missionary encounter could end with brief prayer related to the concerns which the person may have expressed. In this way, they will have an experience of being listened to and understood, and they will know that their particular situation has been placed before God, and that God's word really speaks to their lives. He said the Holy Spirit enriches this entire evangelizing process in the church. And then he exhorts us later to say, be radically open to the working of the Spirit. Back to this line he mentions. In this context of sharing the faith, he said, the Spirit will suggest to us what is most needed in the situation. I want to end with a simple story. Knowing that the King lives in you, knowing that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, that the presence and power of the Spirit is leading me, we come to understand that as a Catholic and a Christian, I don't just live with information in my head that I want to share with other people. But what I'm doing is I'm living in a kind of docility and surrender to the presence and power of the Spirit in my life. And it's the Spirit who prompts us and helps us see the opportunities that are before us in sharing the gospel. And I want to communicate God's word. I want to communicate and testify to what he's done for me. But as the Pope points out here, and he points it out other places as well in the document, when we talk with somebody, when we share the gospel, be ready for the prompting of the Spirit to pray with someone, to ask the person you're speaking to who may be struggling with something, who may not understand their own faith, who might be battling problems at home and marriage difficulties or health issues, whatever it might be. And our words of consolation are good, and our words of witness are good. But God wants to do more. And he wants you to be a current of his grace. Take a simple step. Ask them, could we pray for a moment for the concerns that are on your heart? To do just that. In the context of that prayer, people might want to come closer to God and say, let's ask the Lord today to give you more of his Holy Spirit. In my own family, just have a minute or two here, in some ways, the story of the regeneration of my own family and the conversion of my family. I'm one of seven kids. We grew up in a little farming community in southern Minnesota. Catholics, grew up a block from the cathedral, Catholic schools for 12 years. Many good things, but in many ways, as my siblings, I'm the second youngest of the seven, is in the 60s and the 70s, as graduated from high school, just kind of drifted away from the faith until something happened. It's a big story, but I can only tell you a little bit about it today. My oldest sister, Kathy, who belonged to a parish in St. Paul, Minnesota, was feeling within herself a desire and a hunger that something missing in my life. And by God's providence, a priest, Father Tim Nolan, who was a spiritual director at the Catholic seminary there in St. Paul at the time, also helped out at a local parish, came to, I think it was a book club or something that my sister was a part of ladies that gathered once a week. Some of them were in the parish, and they invited him to come, and he wanted to share with him something that had happened to him. And he talked about, in his own life as a priest, how he had experienced the grace of a new Pentecost, how he had been baptized in the Holy Spirit and come alive more. And even someone who's been ordained, who's got the graces of baptism and confirmation, can live unaware of the full grace and power that God desires to give us in the Holy Spirit. And as he shared with the women, he asked them if they would like prayer. He didn't just speak the word and testify to what God was doing. He said, would you like to receive it? And they said, yes. And he prayed a very simple prayer and taught them to open their hearts and call the Holy Spirit to release his power in their life in a fuller and a deeper way. Well, that prayer led to tremendous transformation of my sister, who shared it with some of my other sisters. And they too came into a greater experience of the power of the Holy Spirit and ended up sharing it with me, and I experienced it. And it went all the way through our family, all seven kids came alive in the Spirit, and it extended into the grandkids. Many of the multitude of grandkids my mom and dad had have been touched by the Spirit and are following the Lord. Not without struggles, not without difficulties. But it happened. I wouldn't be sitting here today doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for that priest who had the courage and the inspiration in the moment, not just to say what happened, but to be a current of grace. And that current of grace is alive in me today because of his faithfulness. And that's what we're called to be as well. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.